My name is Saren. I am 18 years old. Today is February 22nd, 2019, and I'm speaking with Alyssa, who is my friend. We are recording this interview in Palos Verdes, California. So, Alyssa, can you first tell me a little bit about your background?
I'm Japanese. My parents are both fully Japanese, but my dad was brought to the States when he was 4 years old, so English is his first language. However, he did study Japanese when he was in college, so he is able to speak a little bit of Japanese.
So, when did you first start learning Japanese?
I grew up with Japanese at home. I've always watched Japanese television, and...
So would you say that the majority of your Japanese learning was through an academic setting, like Japanese school, or just casually through conversations at home?
I think it's both, but in a lot of cases, once you start going to school, you start forgetting Japanese. So my parents made sure to put me in like Japanese programs, such as Japanese dance classes and a Japanese preschool, so I have time to get involved with other Japanese people.
So for people who are currently trying to learn a second language, what do you think would be the best advice for them?
I think it's important to look at why you want to learn that language. For Japanese, so a lot of people I know are really interested in manga and anime, so they hear it really often and they can learn it in a way that they can enjoy.
So why do you think learning a foreign language is important in today's society?
It's not just learning that language, but looking into the culture, seeing why they might express certain words that way.
Is there any particular setting that you think would be helpful to know a foreign language, such as work or school?
Not work and school. You'll be getting involved with a lot of different people, a lot of different backgrounds. Work, especially in business, this world is getting smaller, and you are definitely going to get involved with people from other countries.
Okay, so did you ever feel like you were different because of Japanese?
So I grew up in an 80% Asian community. However, there was maybe like five Japanese people in my elementary and middle school. So we were kind of involved. We were kind of like just seen as like Chinese or Korean. And yeah, Japanese wasn't something that people really like considered.
So do you think that having to explain yourself as being Japanese American and not Chinese American or Korean American, did that ever make you feel like bad about your culture?
Actually, it did, because one time this guy came up to me and started talking about like World War II and how the Japanese treated comfort women, and that shocked me because, like, I mean, I'm Japanese, but like that's not who I am.
So what advice would you give to someone who is struggling to kind of accept themselves culturally?
So I think as you grow up, you find certain things that are unique to your culture, and you might not like it, you might like it, but just the more you look into it, there are certain things that you'll definitely find interesting, and it's important to take pride in that.
Okay, thank you so much. Today I learned a lot about the importance of embracing your personal culture and just learning a foreign language and how helpful that can be in today's society for communicating with others and for just being able to understand other people's perspectives.